For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, we all know that the stories of reefer madness, the stories of violence and dementia, are stories that more rightfully belong to alcohol than marijuana. But why does this reefer madness continue? Is it mass hypnosis? Is it some sort of genetic or societal taboo? Well, they're working against this reefer madness in Colorado, where people have the chance via Initiative 44 to legalize up to 1 ounce of marijuana. Thanks to Mike Rosen and the good folks at KOA, here's a little bit of a debate between Mason Tavert, who leads up the group SAFER, and DEA Special Agent Jeffrey Sweeten. First up, Mr. Mike Rosen, followed quickly by Mason Tavert.
How big a plastic bag would be filled by an ounce of marijuana?
About half. I mean, if it's like a basic sandwich bag, about halfway full.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll accept that. I mean, I would have had a little bit more full, but I'm not going to argue.
Half to two-thirds of a sandwich bag full.
Here's the way DEA sees it. DEA, we have laboratories that test marijuana. DEA's number and ONDCP's number says the average marijuana cigarette is anywhere from 0.25 to 0.5 grams. I think Mason says he found a NIDA number that's 0.8 something. I couldn't find that NIDA number. Interestingly, I would encourage everybody to go on the NIDA website and try to find that, because they're going to find a lot of information about the harm of marijuana that we're not talking about. So we're going on to NIDA's website. Mason's declaring that as the gospel, but he's missing the rest of the website.
But
so,
the point is simply, how many joints can you get out of a bag? And Mason says it might be as low as 30, and you say it might be as high as 100.
We say 58 to 116. We'll give you an average of 70.
All right. So let's say it's somewhere between 40 and 70.
Okay. I'll accept that.
Right now, the federal government has 7 patients, investigative new drug patients. They're sick people who receive medical marijuana from the federal government. Mm-hmm. And every month, they receive a canister of 300 marijuana cigarettes. That's standard. These are standardized rolled cigarettes, much like cigarettes that you would purchase as tobacco. And these cigarettes weigh 0.894 grams. Those 300 cigarettes come out. Yeah, I mean, you know, so the fact is that NIDA, I'm pointing to what they give to people in this country.
SAFER is having a great deal of success up there in Colorado. I want to commend them for their efforts. I want to give Mason Tavert a pat on the back. He really handles himself well in some very adverse scenarios. The polling is running about 50-50 for this amendment, and I hope they can pull it off. If you'd like to learn more about their organization, go to safercolorado.org. Tune in tomorrow. We'll show how SAFER wants to cut down on the amount of crime in this country and how the DEA insists that it continue to grow. Once again, I'd like to thank the Mike Rosen Show of KOA, 850 AM. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.